On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, it's always great to get caught up with our friends in Valencia County at Calvary Chapel New Harvest. Pastor Jeremiah joins us. Thanks for taking the time, Pastor.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be on.
Well, in Valencia County at Calvary New Harvest, things are, they're busy, as you know, around our offices. Now we're on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque, and just outside our window each morning, we get to hear the music and the kids, and the VBS season is well underway. And, as we head into the weekend, we know that, in Valencia County at Calvary Chapel New Harvest, that's no exception. Wonder Junction is getting ready to get underway. What are the plans?
Well, it is going to be amazing. Possibly the best one we've had here in Las Lunas anyway. Wonder Junction is all about teaching the kids about Jesus, you know, and the different things that he did, and about how it's not just go to church and see Jesus there and then go home and wait. It's about from the time the sun rises to the time it sets. You know, every moment that our eyes are open, God's there with us.
And obviously, you know, we bring it up because there's still time to register. If you go to the Calvary website, that's calvarynhll.com, and click on events, you'll find the VBS information. But, you know, if VBS at Calvary New Harvest is like most places, I mean, this is really one of the larger outreaches through, you know, for the entire year, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I would say it's possibly the biggest event of the year. If not, it's between that and Harvest Fest for us.
Yeah. Well, each morning at 8:30, the kids will get underway with this VBS. And if you want to sign up for it, again, go to the Calvary website at calvarynhll.com on the events area. There you'll find the details. But, you know, VBS isn't all that's on the landscape. There's plenty of things coming up here in the near future, including a trip to Rodoso not only the congregation at Calvary New Harvest, but really anyone who wants to attend. Adults for the most part encouraged to attend this, but at the same time, and we'll talk about each of these. Now this is going to be happening July 17th through the 19th in Rodoso. Mm-hmm. There's the Moving Forward in Truth and Courage Conference, as well as the Youth Con Wildfire, for sixth grade, through 12th grade. But let's start with, Moving Forward. What do you anticipate here?
Oh man, we've got a great lineup. We've got teachers coming from all over the state. We've got David Rosales coming from California, coming down, and he's a well-known name here as well. I know he's who David listened to quite a bit when he first gave his life to the Lord. So it's always nice to have him here. I believe we've got we've got Jeff Anderson coming down and leading worship with us, along with some others. So I mean, it's definitely going to be a unique Moving Forward. We've never had one of this. I don't know the word, but it's never been quite like this before. It's going to be something amazing, and you definitely don't want to miss it.
Okay. Now, would you encourage, not only believers to attend this, but is this an opportunity to maybe bring someone with you who, you know, you've been sharing your faith with and maybe hasn't made a decision for the Lord?
Absolutely. I mean, what a better time and a better place to be just engulfed with so many different bodies, right? As so many different congregations coming together in one place, serving the one head, the one true God. And they're going to get the message.
And as I already mentioned, the youth are going to be up there at the same time, July 17th through the 19th. I say up there, that is in Rodoso, which actually, I mean, you know, well, we're a mile high. That's got to be, I don't know how high it is, but it's alpine. It's beautiful. And, you know, you off the air, you were telling me, although it's going to be in Rodoso, it'll be actually at a different location. To get the details about locations for both of these events, the Moving Forward in Truth and Courage, as well as the YouthCon Wildfire event, July 17th through the 19th in Rodoso. Just go to the Calvary New Harvest website, calvarynh, LL.com. But Wildfire, what's going on?
Well, that's got an interesting name, and I know everybody's wondering, how are you going to have something in Rio Doso called Wildfire, especially after last year and the devastating fires that went through?
Yeah.
We weren't affected nearly as much as the people that were down there. We've prayed and supported, you know, as much as we could. But it did somewhat affect us last year. We had planned on having our youth con down there last year, and the wildfires came. And we had the last minute, within the last week, replan the whole thing. And it was amazing because it was God's plan the whole time. But with that being said, came the vision of catching the kids, you know, getting that spark in their heart and just catching like a wildfire.
Yeah. Well, I love what you say. Yeah. God's timing is perfect. Of course, not only the wildfires they dealt with, but the flooding and, you know, some families still reeling from that. Keep them in your prayers. Yeah. And with that in mind, I'd encourage our listeners to go to klyt.fm. We've left the Samaritan's Purse link there because, whether it's the tornadoes in the Carolinas and Tennessee and Texas last year and some this year, or earthquakes, or, you know, you think of the fires in Maui and, they come off the headlines, but people are still in need of recovery, and Samaritan's Purse does a great job. You'll find that link on our website at klyt.fm. Mm-hmm. But, put a bow on, Rio Doso, two things, the Moving Forward and Truth and Courage Conference, and the YouthCon Wildfire, for sixth graders through 12th graders, July 17th through the 19th. And then, marriage conference coming to Silver City, July 25th and 26th. And that's going to be a full event at Calvary Chapel, Silver City. The two shall become one. What do you anticipate here?
Man, they've got a great lineup of pastors going in. I mean, I can always vouch for Pastor David, of course. I hear him quite a bit. And Joseph Gross, I know them very well. But also Sandy Adams is even coming in. That's a name that's from out, definitely out of state, but a very trusted name in the in the biblical form, if you will. And he does a really good job. All of these guys do and have a heart for marriages. So if your marriage is great, sign up for this conference. If you're having the worst time ever in your marriage and you're about to give up and this is it, you've already decided, go ahead and sign up for this and go and just watch God work in your life.
Now, not familiar with Nathan and Kathleen Taylor. Can you bring us up to speed?
That I don't have a whole lot of info.
Okay. But it's always great to hear from a couple that, you know, at these conferences to kind of hear it from both sides. Of course, if you're headed down to that part of New Mexico, it's always great to hear from, Joseph Gross. I know, Jeff Anderson, as you mentioned earlier, will be, part of another event that's coming up real soon. But he'll be at this event as well. And, another familiar name, to me anyway, John Privett's going to be there. You can register at calvarysilver.com/marriage, or, you know, just remember the one site we've been giving you all morning, calvarynhll.com on the events page. You can click on any of these events and find out more. And of course, we can encourage our listeners who, already are tuned in at 4 o'clock weekday afternoons, tune in for Pastor David Maestas of Calvary Chapel, New Harvest. And for those who haven't, to do so, what's going on in the pulpit at, Calvary New Harvest?
Oh man. We are currently going through Jeremiah on Wednesdays. And not to plug my own name, but, the weeping prophet there, it is just such an amazing book, to go through and to dive in, it's one that most people just don't usually read, as they go through, and you just see the heart of why they call him the weeping prophet, if you will. And then on Sundays, we're hitting 1 Corinthians. David's just going through there again, both of these line by line, verse by verse, not missing anything. And both of these books are just so jam packed full of something you can take away and apply to your life that day.
All right. Well, Pastor Jeremiah from Calvary New Harvest, we appreciate all the work you're doing there to support your senior pastor, David Maestas, and reach out to the people of New Mexico with these events. People will find out about it, calvarynhll.com. Thanks, Pastor Jeremiah.
Thank you so much, Steve. Always a pleasure. God bless.
You too. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.